And now our final speaker today is engineer. We're bringing an engineer to the bench, to the kitchen bench, Heiko Scheppers. He's a principal with ARIP, the engineers, and he has worked on a number of major global buildings, including the Water Cube, the Australian Design Swimming Centre at the Beijing Olympics. Heiko has a personal and professional interest in energy and buildings, in the things we tend to take for granted in ordinary life, things that are in the kitchen, here today at the kitchen bench, electricity, gas, things that greatly influence us and change our environment and our future. But let's hear more. Please welcome engineer Heiko Scheppers.
When I look around the kitchen here, I see a lot of objects that were engineered, and they were engineered to use a lot of energy. What I've heard from all the previous talks as well is that there's a series of futures there in front of us that we can choose to go towards, and all of them can be engineered. That's what I'd like to point out. I guess this new environmental consciousness will almost force us to become much more conscious of our energy use. I was in the shops the other day buying a fridge, actually. A previous fridge had broken down, unfortunately, after 3 years, which is part of our throwaway society. And there was such a plethora of choices of fridges, each with different energy-efficient ratings. Very hard to actually work out which one to choose with all these different ratings. On top of that, there were some very interesting fridges now that talk to you, tell you what shopping you need to do, in effect. And it's interesting to see that those technologies are actually here and now, and those technologies are ones that can change our behaviour. We will see fridges, for example, that will start to communicate more with the electrical grid, and there's a very specific reason for that. As we move away from stationary energy, such as coal-fired power plants, to more renewable technologies, we will find that the grid's energy demand will fluctuate. And in response to that, we need to find mechanisms that respond to that fluctuation, and fridges are a great example of that. Another interesting thing that is happening, I think, is that a lot of these engineering products are becoming commodities that we actually desire. You can, as an individual owning a house, make that house now carbon neutral, and it is cheaper to do so. If you take a 10 to 15 year period of time, you can implement photovoltaics in your house, you can implement fridges that are slightly more expensive but more energy efficient, for example, and a series of technologies associated with that, and become carbon neutral. And it's not that expensive. On an average house in Sydney, for example, it would cost you less than 2% of the value of the house. In capital terms, it actually pays back. So there's some interesting ideas there that we're going to drive towards, and they become quite desirable. I think another trend that is lesser known is that we use a lot of water, but water is also energy, and becoming more so. In a lot of countries in the world, such as Saudi Arabia, that is exactly what it is. It is energy. And how do we provide that energy security, not only for food, but for water? The other key area that we're going to see, is in terms of energy security. We're going to see more PVs, more wind, and more solar thermal plants. And there's an interesting issue here is that with these plants, where do we locate them? 2/3 of the cost of our electricity that comes to our door is actually associated in delivering that energy. It's not actually in the built form of the power plant that's there. And if we can take some of that cost by building some of these wind turbines closer to where we live, these technologies such as wind and solar actually start to become financially viable in the same way as our current energy infrastructure. This actually was brought home to me recently when I went to visit my grandmother in Holland. And as I took a bus from the airport to her house, we went through some of the old polders, which is the place where we grow all the food. And along that bus route, essentially there's a series of wind towers all the way along. And it's interesting where they place these wind towers. They're placing them very close to the cities, but not directly in our cities. And the reason for that is that the wind towers do have a noise effect. So they're putting them next to freeways. It's quite clever integration of technologies. And I think we're going to see more and more of that closer and closer to home. The other thing that we'll see is this issue of integrated grid technologies, smart grids. Your house will start to talk to you, but also our energy pricing infrastructure will change as a result. We'll need to pay more for peak demand at certain parts of the day and less at other parts of the day. And that will change our behaviour in how we'll use a dryer in the middle of the night rather than during the middle part of the day. To do that, we'll have little technologies that'll be little iPods or things that communicate in a really friendly way. And we're seeing that kind of idea of information changing the way we behave, a lot in the transport space, for example. So now there's some very clever technologies that tell you when the bus is arriving to encourage you to say, oh, it's only 2 minutes away. Yes, I'll wait at this bus stop to get onto the bus, for example. And that is also communicating to your home phones, to your iPods and the like. So we're going to see a lot more in that space. Electric cars will be the other major change I think we'll see. And as a result of that, we'll see other benefits. So they're quite quiet. In fact, now they're looking at putting noise back into them to stop electric cars running over people because they don't realise that they're there. The future of engineering actually for me is quite exciting. A lot of it is actually bringing us back together the way we used to live and the way we used to be in a community. I think this future is also an inevitable one and a fantastic one.